This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Welcome to Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. This is Rob Morse, and as you can tell pretty clearly, I'm not Bill Frady. John?
This is Johnny Dean from Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. I'm not Bill Frady either.
And this is Amanda Suffolk. And you can probably tell that I'm not Bill Frady. But Bill, what I am is I am Amanda Suffolk, co-host of Eye on the Target Radio, based out of Ohio. And I lead a not-for-profit that does firearms education called Realize Firearms Awareness Coalition in the Ohio area. Today we're going to talk about a variety of things, and a couple of them that are near and dear to my heart. We're going to talk about a fashion show that took place in Cleveland, Ohio. We're going to talk about Realize, our not-for-profit, and the Prepper's Ball, which we do. And we're going to have Charlie Cook on. You know, the gun gram guy, the guy with the Glock and the trumpet? Him.
And I'm Dr. Johnny Dean. I am the membership director of Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, which is a Second Amendment Foundation organization. I write on terrorism and workplace violence in medical facilities. And we know that 10% of workplace violence takes place in medical facilities.
Yeah, John's also a pediatric orthopedic surgeon, so he writes about terrorists when he's not putting young kids back together. John, it amazes me that we trust you, a doctor, with a knife inside a living human body, and your hospital won't trust you to have a Swiss Army knife in your pocket as you walk across the parking lot.
Yeah, or a nurse, or, you know, an anesthetist or an x-ray tech. No, we'll talk about that later. Also, we're going to talk about the Hearing Protection Act and a white paper that Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership has written with the scientific basis for why we should support deregulating suppressors.
I'm Rob Morse. I get to sometimes be on Lock and Load with Bill. I write at Ammo Land and at Clash Daily. I write the Slow Facts blog. I host the Polite Society podcast and Self-Defense Gun Stories. I wrote an article recently that tries to figure out why some people want to be disarmed. It's called Idealists versus Realists. We might get a chance to talk about that later. Amanda, you had some news for us.
Hey, this is from the file labeled It's About Time. Governor John Hickenlooper of Colorado signed a bill into law that re-legalized gravity knives and switchblades. It took him long enough since these knives were legal 40 years ago. Knife prohibition laws have been terribly abused by the police. It turns out that many pocket knives can be called gravity knives if you snap them hard enough or try enough times to flick the blade out. That's made it impossible to know if your knife or any knife is legal on its own. The selective enforcement is finally going away in Colorado in early August. At least 11 other states have repealed switchblade bans in recent years.
You know, there are knife geeks, and I love them dearly. And this isn't just about them and collectors that want exotic blades. I mean, in one breath, we say that we want to help people who have handicaps. And then the Colorado legislators, in the very next breath, will say, oh, you know that tool that lets a handicapped person open a knife with one hand? Well, that's illegal. What? I mean, come on. It's about time that hypocrisy stops. And in August, Colorado knife laws will become slightly better. I hope other states. You know what legislators say. Oh, there will be. John, you have to use the quote because you're the doctor.
There will be blood in the streets.
Yes. There, gosh, you see blood in the operating every day in the operating room. And realistically, who doesn't carry a knife?
More than one.
Or more. In your case, you probably clank. Yes.
More than one.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And you have to understand that, you know, New York City has been using this type of an issue to entrap tourists and just run-of-the-mill people. You know, they did that gravity knife thing where they, you know, it would flick the knife. And if one cop couldn't do it, they'd get the big cop to do it. And eventually somebody would be able to get this knife flipped open. And so the problem is that there is no standard, you know, that you can't tell whether you have a gravity knife or not unless you're the big cop who can, you know, has the technique down. Now, the knife that I carry, I can flick open with my wrist, no problem. So I would be illegal in Colorado with the one that I have in my hand right now. But, you know, so this is good. This is good to keep people from being entrapped by maybe less than nice police officers.
You have friends that are cops, and you're trying to be nice. I can hear it all
right.
The way over
well,
here.
Well, absolutely. But, I mean, I can trap people.
So, hey, I have a nice story for you based on this. I didn't know that you guys were going to start there, but I carry a 5.11 tactical knife in my pocket, and I work as an engineer during the day. So it just so happened that this week I'm sitting in a conference room when somebody says, hey, what kind of knife do you have? And so in the conference room, as we wait for the president of the company to come in, they've got my knife, and everybody's passing it around and playing with it and everything. And he comes in, and he's like, oh, my.
Well,
and that was it.
Now, see, this is the world is absolutely sexist. If I'd done that, everybody looked at me and gone, you're a weapons geek. And Amanda can pull it off, and everybody goes, oh, of course, she's an engineer in the company. The world is not fair.
Oh, bye. Yeah.
Well, we've only got a few minutes. And John, you touched on New York with its absurd knife laws. Corpus Christi had their set for a while.
We got preemption now, though. In the last legislature, Texas passed a preemption law that says that knife laws in Texas, any municipality cannot be more stringent than the state law itself. So, in fact, San Antonio was bad. I couldn't carry a pocket knife in San Antonio up until last year.
Does that, again, here is a pediatric orthopedic surgeon. I've seen your crash bag. You can take somebody apart and put them back together, and yet you can't carry a pocket knife. Drives me crazy.
Yep.
And just literally in the you must be kidding me, this is insane column, New York, you know the little tiny like inch and a half knives that would hang on a keychain?
Right.
I mean, they were arresting Boy Scouts for having a knife if it was on a keychain.
Right. Those are pen knives. Those are pen knives. Those were actually designed to shave quills to write with. That's what those little knives were originally designed for.
Is that where pen came from?
Yeah, it's a pen knife. Yes.
I've always heard the term. I didn't know where it fit.
Right. Yeah, you took your goose feather and you used a pen knife to sharpen the edge so that you dipped it in the inkwell and then you write with your pen knife. And when it got dull, you got your knife out and you sharpened it up again. That's why it's called a pen knife.
Oh, interesting. Have you guys been tracking what's going on in Europe where they're doing save a life, turn in your knife?
Britain. Oh, my
great
God.
Britain.
Oh.
I figured that would give you guys something to just, like, dump on.
Just, I'm sorry. You know,
the more you hear that, the more you're like, ugh.
Yes, thank you. Now, we only have a few seconds. When we come back, Amanda, somehow we're going to talk about a fashion show on the radio. I think we can pull this off.
I think we can, too. You know, radio is the theater of the mind.
I know, but I've got to have clean radio here, so help me. If I stray, you put on a fashion show. Now, tell them this is not Victoria's Secret. This is a concealed carry fashion show, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's fashion and guns. What more could you ask for?
We'll have to, in about 10 seconds, we'll lose our audience. We'll come back after this message from Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio.
combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on the firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency in production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Welcome back to Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Rob Morse. I'm joined by Amanda Sefakul and Dr. John Adine. Bill is moving today. And speaking personally, I'm saying a private prayer of thanks, a private prayer of thanks again, that this is me sitting here and I'm not moving. I just helped a friend do that. Bill, you have my sympathy, but better you than me. We've all been there. Amanda, you were going to tell us about a fashion show you put on. Look, you're an engineer by day. You're a firearms instructor. You're a radio personality. A fashion show? Tell us about it.
What was I thinking? And that's exactly it.
Well, what kind of fashion show was it? Yeah.
Well, concealed carry. So here's what happened is a couple of years ago, as a firearms instructor, I have people asking me all the time, okay, I've got a gun. Now, where do I carry it? How do I carry it? What do I do with it? And then with our radio show, which is kind of a call-in question and answer show, we kept getting that. So we decided we would host a fashion show. And we did. So flash forward, so we did it. And then people were like, hey, you only did women. We want a unisex. What about us guys? That's not fair. You know? So the Greater Cleveland Friends of NRA reached out to me and said that they were having their annual banquet and they would like to have a concealed carry fashion show before the banquet.
Oh, and, how cool.
Yeah. And so they said, would you do it? And I was like, sure. How, you know, we did it before. It's not, you know, there's a format and all of that. So the engineer in me has already put together, like, I've got spreadsheets and I've got plans and I've got, you know, all of this kind of stuff. So it was just, okay, so it's a plug-and-play kind of thing.
In theory.
And we reached out to both some guys and girls. And what was really funny was I needed 25% men and 75% women. And I said, okay, who in my shooting community, because I wanted shooters. I wanted people who use guns and handle guns. I didn't just want models who pretended to be gun people. I wanted gun people who pretended to be models.
Gotcha.
And I filled the guys' lineup up much quicker than the women. So I don't know if they were excited or if they're just fans.
So how many models were there? Are we talking 3, 5, a dozen?
16.
Wow.
So we had 16 models. And we had them in, you know, people come in all shapes and sizes. So our models were in all shapes and sizes. So we had big ones, like that, you know, tall ones, short ones, kids who climb on rocks, you know. That
just like the commercial?
Yeah, just that kind of a thing. We had just a wide variety of people. And then we started reaching out to companies to say, okay, we're doing this. Would you be interested in participating? And here's the theory of what we want to do. We want to show on body carry, we want to show purse carry, we want ankle holsters, thigh holsters, bra holsters, t-shirt holsters, they have underwear holsters, you know, all just so many different types of holsters. We want to demonstrate as many of them as we can. We managed to demonstrate 50 different holsters, 50, so purses, just a wide variety of different ways to carry. And as we were putting this together, we thought we were doing pretty good. And then all of a sudden, A&E's new channel, Viceland, reached out to us. And they said, we're doing documentaries on female empowerment through the lens of fashion. And what is more empowered than a woman with a gun on the runway?
Okay.
That's awesome.
So what went from, okay, we've got, we're just doing this little town home kind of thing, to all of a sudden they're doing this documentary about it. And so my question was, how many different groups are you including in this? And they're like, no, you don't understand. Just you. So now the pressure's on. So they followed a couple models. They followed a couple models. They followed a couple designers. They came in the radio studio with Rob and I, and then they came and filmed the fashion show itself. And so you will be watching, and you will be able to see a Viceland documentary on this concealed carry fashion show. And then, in addition to that, we had hired our own film crew because we were producing a DVD for the people who couldn't see it, who couldn't see it live.
Sure.
And so we have a DVD that's coming out, and then people started asking, hey, I may want to do a fashion show, you know, in Texas, and Charlie, who's going to be on in a little bit, he came, and he was the co-MC with me, and he said, I've been asked by my group to get more information, because we're going to want to produce one, they're going to want me to produce one here in Massachusetts, and I was like, okay, good luck. So I'm putting together a training manual And so in addition to the DVD, there will be this booklet manual that you can get that will tell you how to host your own concealed carry fashion show in your own community.
Amanda, I got to break in. So we're used to online firearms education. It's the latest rage. And now we're going to have online fashion show planning manuals that you take online so that your local NRA group can have a fashion show. Is that what you're telling me?
That's exactly it. So that they can get the check sheets because you need models, and then you need product, and then you need to match the product to the models. And, oh, by the way, if it's a shirt, which size and what do you need? You actually need music and a runway, and how do you set up chairs? And all of a sudden, the tactical aspects of a fashion show start to get pretty real. But and at the same time, the benefit of using real live gun people is you don't have to teach them gun skills. So that even though you're giving them blue guns and they're demoing the blue guns, you don't have bad gun handling going on. And so it's just pretty cool.
Actually, it's amazing. I mean, this opportunity was an unexpected pleasant surprise. It came together and you really made the most of it. A seed sprouted and you watered it, and look what it's become.
And there for a little while, I was like, I think I'm losing my mind because I was working full time. We were running the not-for-profit. We're doing 5 hours of gun radio a week, and then this popped up in the middle of it.
Well, how was it received? I mean, did you fill the room?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was, and we had people come from different states to see it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We had some people from Massachusetts, from North Carolina, from Colorado, from Indiana, from Michigan.
Okay, drew a crowd. Now, I know your MC, Charlie Cook. He'll be on the program later. Charlie could whip up the dead in a graveyard and have them cheering. Did he follow suit this time?
He did really well. And what happens with that is you need to pop it back and forth because it's pretty tough to do as one person as you're reading stuff. But when I told Charlie that he had the opportunity to use like female guns and nude all in the same sentence, he was like, I'm in. Okay, so hey, folks, you're listening to Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio, and we'll be back.
Your stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
And welcome back to Lock and Load Radio with Bill Frady. This is Dr. Johnny Dean subbing in with Rob Morris and Amanda Suffacool. Rob, you got some more stuff to say?
Well, I'm just so, the more I learned about what Amanda pulled off, the more impressed I am. So she put together a fashion show that was, you know, pulled out of thin air to support the Cleveland NRA group. Oh, it's a fundraiser. Great. We get it. They, rather than raffle guns, hey, we showed off to ordinary people. You know what? This is the sort of event you want to take your neighbor to. It's not all a bunch of guns and duck decoys in the corner. This is like, hey, this is how we do it. This is what ordinary people look like who carry a gun. And then word gets out. This is the age of the internet. There are no secrets. So NRA TV with Cam Edwards hears about it. They have Amanda on. Then NRA TV with Colleen Noir, typically targeted toward a younger audience. They have Amanda on to talk about the fashion show. Amanda, I'm so impressed.
I was going to say, is that a slam that typically toward the younger audience and they had Amanda on?
No.
You
produced a product that reached across generations. Anybody who's carrying from any age, 18 to 80.
Yeah. Oh, and we're going to be talking a little bit later about the 18 in carrying, because there's a lot of questions with that.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
There's my teaser for a future segment that's coming up today. But no, really, on this fashion show, it was so cool. I mean, we had vendors out in the hallway, and really one of the premises was that your audiences could come to the fashion show, stay for the banquet, come for the banquet, and then come early, you know, so that they could overlap. They didn't have to stay for both, but they could, and we invited them to do so. And that allowed them, you know, allowed it to kind of weave in and out. And so the Greater Cleveland Friends of NRA and their annual banquet was not just typically, you know, Rob is so often told, not you, Rob, my co-host, Rob.
Yes.
Is so often told that, you know, he's the typical guy, plaid shirt, beard, carrying a gun, you know.
Yep.
And this demonstrated it's not necessarily that. You had stilettos, you had sportswear, you had, as Erica, one of the models who is a three gunner, as she was told, she carried off the sexy librarian look. So with that group of people, it was so much fun. And because the models had fun and because we had fun, then the audience had fun. I mean, they cheered the models on. They were watching and just trying to figure out how, when I say trying to figure out what's going on, what we did, here's part of the premise for the fashion show. And that is, when you first, do you guys remember when you first started to carry a gun or a cell phone for that matter, you bumped it into everything and you felt like it was just like a neon sign was pointing at it, screaming, look, look, look. And so because of that, we wanted to demonstrate that this fashion show, that you couldn't see what you couldn't see, if that makes sense.
You know what, I bet, you remember the kids' game of Where's Waldo?
Exactly.
You guys are playing, okay, where's the gun?
What we did, when the models came out and walked down the runway, we just put up on the screens what gun they were carrying. So whether they're carrying a compact gun, whether they're carrying a full-size gun, you know, and so they could be carrying a Ruger LCP, they could be carrying one of the cars, they could be carrying a full-size Glock, and it came on the screen. And so you're looking at this person, and you're trying to figure out, okay, where would it be? And then when they went to the end of the runway and they turned around, then it came up on the screen what method of carrying they were using.
Wow.
And it worked really, really well. And then we had Mark just cracked the audience up because he was slightly frisky with his methods of carry. So the first one was center of the back. So he walks down to the end of the runway, turns, and you can almost hear the chicken dance playing because he kind of waggles his tush at one side of the audience, then he waggles his tush at the other side of the audience, and then he flips his shirt up so he can show it. That would be exactly the moment that the newspaper photographer snapped their picture because his tush made the front page of the newspaper. So there was a lot of lines about, hey, I made the front page of the newspaper with a gun.
Well, your backside did anyway.
Exactly. And then the second one is he had a holster. Of course, we didn't think about this when we gave it to him, but he had a holster that tucked in the front of his pants.
Yes, so, you did. Everybody else thought of it.
So when he started with that, I'm like, okay, now I'm scared. I'm very scared. But it was great. It was great fun. And so now our hope is that we can take this to the next level. Now that we've gotten the attention of NRA TV, what we're hoping is that with the manual, because who else becomes the expert than the person who writes the book, right?
Right.
We want to reach out to the NRA, and we'd like to be able to produce this at the NRA's annual meetings.
Like the one we're having in, 26 days? Yeah, 4 weeks?
Yeah, it's not happening then, let me tell you. But, so there's going to be this big foray into Atlanta to see. But that's kind of the hope and the dream, is that this is such... The NRA's annual meeting is the perfect audience for this because this is where the shooters go to see what's new in the industry.
Well,
so
no, I'm
why wouldn't you?
Go ahead, John.
No, I wasn't saying anything.
Well,
go ahead.
I'm thinking not just as a product marketing event, but Amanda, I hear you very loud and clear. You want to plant the seed that this is how you do your local NRA group, your whatever shooters group outreach. Quit selling a shotgun and a camo tent. Sell concealed carry to your neighbors, because this is something they can relate to. That's powerful.
It says take it home. Take it home and do it in your own backyard. It's how better to reach out. And, I mean, really, when you look at it right now, the largest growing demographic in the shooting industry is women. And so this could reach to a different audience. And it's fun. It's fun. It's entertaining. And it's non-threatening, if you will.
Hey, Amanda, tell us, we've got just a minute and a half here. Tell us how someone who doesn't want to wait for the NRA to get behind pushing this, they're just interested in it. It's an NRA group. It's not an NRA group. It's a group of shooters. For all we know, it's a bunch of guys who want to invite their friends, their girlfriends, to learn how to carry. How would they put on an event like yours? How could they learn what you've learned the hard way?
Well, we're in the final production stages of the DVD. We're in the draft stages of the booklet, and all of that will be available through the website for the not-for-profit. So that's realizefac.com is where it's going to show up at. And Realize is the not-for-profit that we run out of Ohio, and so it's kind of the perfect place. And so if you just kind of check in there, it's not up yet because it's not done, but it's coming. It's coming really, once again, coming like a freight train. I swear I have volunteer or sucker tattooed somewhere on me. Go ahead.
When we come back, you also, again, you might have sucker pasted on you because you did something called the Prepper's Ball, again, a second fundraising event. Our audience will hear that when they come back. This is Bill Frady's A Lock and Load Radio.
Hey, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Welcome back to Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Rob Morse. I'm joined by John Adeen and Amanda Sefakul. Earlier, we were talking about a concealed carry fashion show that Amanda whipped together out of thin air. I think she's a magician. I can't wait to we'll meet at the NRA convention, and then I'll hear so much more about it. I've got a million questions. If you have the questions, Amanda told you how to contact her at RealizeFAC. I'm sitting here wondering why we all haven't been doing this. Okay, Amanda, you were going to tell us about another wizard stunt you pulled off. You had a prepper's ball. Tell us about that, please.
The prepper's ball name is something that throws everybody for a loop. But we're all preppers in some manner. You know, what happens if you don't have power at your house for a couple days? Can you eat? Can you flush? You know, just the critical functioning.
The essentials.
The essentials, you know? You gotta be able to eat, and then things happen. So what we've done is realize, and our group of volunteers, we decided that we needed to have an annual fundraiser. And what better thing to do than to mix fun, raffles, education, all together into something to where not only are you having a good time, but you're learning something.
Now, who are you raising money for?
Realize does a wide variety of public seminars, public education stuff, Women's Day at the Range. And then in one case, the radio show has a cost because we're on terrestrial radio 2 hours a week. And here, let me go into that for a minute, and then we'll come back to the prepper's ball. Why do we do terrestrial radio when internet radio is available? And we elected as a group to look at this and say, we think that terrestrial radio is kind of the gateway drug that brings people from they don't really know that they don't know what they don't know until they start to hear it, and then they start to get more interested, and then they start to go out and they start to look for different podcasts, different internet radio stations, different things, and specifics. And so just to be able to speak to the, in a general, you're turning the dial and you hit it. That's kind of part of our charter, is public education to the people who don't know that they need it.
So in order to throw the widest possible net, you right. stayed on terrestrial radio.
So we do 3 hours of internet and we do 2 hours of terrestrial. And so there's a fee associated with that. And it, so it's, there's work that has to be done in that area. And so we use the fundraiser to help offset that cost.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so our fundraiser is, well, it starts, it's pretty simple. You buy a ticket and you're in a drawing for $10,000 for the prizes. And so we gave away things. There was guns. There was ammo. There was dehydrators. There was, let's see, a display with 1,100 seed packets, right? You know how when you walk into a store and you see the whole seed display?
Sure.
We gave one of those away to,
okay.
a singular person. Okay. With chainsaws, just a log splitter. By a big fire ring. Just really, it's kind of like this. If you think about it, if somebody told you, here's a credit card with $10,000 on it, go buy really cool stuff that you would enjoy giving away to other people that they could use in their house, around their house, and to sort of live the prepper's lifestyle. How much fun would you have in shopping?
Oh, I'd have to take a week and a half off. I may not come back. Well, you talked to me about having a bullseye camera, ham radio equipment, everything.
Oh yeah, and we give away our probably the most popular thing is a thing called the Prepper's Bucket, and it is a 5-gallon bucket with a snap on with a lid that snaps on, and then the center of it screws in and out, so you can open the bucket because
okay.
we've all opened a 5-gallon bucket. With a screwdriver and a couple swear words, right?
And a nuclear weapon, right.
Exactly. So these snap on and then they screw on and off from there. So it's a ring. It's they're like magical. And inside the bucket is like $200 worth of things. Little camper stoves, the tree saws, the ones that are cables with two handles.
Right.
That kind
of cable saws.
Yeah. Duct tape, first aid kits, cards that are used to identify things you can eat and things that are poisonous, and all different kinds of, you walk into a hiking store and you look and you say, that's cool. I'd love to have one of those. Look at that. That all goes in the bucket. And so when somebody wins a bucket, you see them and all their friends at the table pulling all the stuff out, sorting through it, looking at what they had, poking at it. It's great fun. And then in addition to that, we rented the biggest building that we could find. And it's a building big enough that they hold tractor pulls inside, motorcycle races inside. It's a giant building. So we had three different stages that we put up, well, four different stages. We had the main stage and then three speaker stages that we put inside tents. And so people could go into these 20x20 tents and hear the speakers. So there were a dozen different speakers that came to the a dozen different speakers who presented, and they presented anything from hand-to-hand fighting to soap making, raising chickens, to dehydrating, to ham radios. We had a lawyer on there as to why, if you have a concealed carry, why do you need a lawyer at hand? And so this is the educational portion. Then we had vendors. And so there was we probably had 60 vendors and vendor tables set up in the room. So people could walk through, talk to the vendors, look at the different things that they had. So custom holster makers, all of this kind of stuff. And each year we're growing and we're growing more and more. So we're running about 500 to 600 people that come to our fundraising party.
That's a lot of dead chicken.
I'm telling you, it's a lot. It's a lot of once again, it's a lot of coordination. And I'm so lucky. There is a variety of groups that say, how can I help? So our local USPSA shooters come in and they have a table so that they talk about USPSA shooting. And we barter with them. They man the doors with their volunteers and we give them the table because they've got more volunteers than they've got money.
Gotcha.
So it's like a win across the board. We have We're lucky to have the Frontiersmen, which is a national organization, and they're actually based out of Ravenna, Ohio. And that's where it came from. And they are kind of the original preppers. And they're a group that if something goes bad, they create small pod communities to help one another. And it's pretty neat. If you want to go to the website, the Frontiersmen, and see what they have to do.
Are they reenactors, or are they outdoors men?
They're outdoors men and women who are saying that if something bad happens, who takes care of who? And so they are kind of like the original community volunteers. So if Hurricane Katrina happens and you need help from your neighbors, the Frontiersmen are part of that.
Gotcha.
First they make sure that they take care of their own, and then they see how they can expand to help the community. And it's pretty neat group. Then the QRF, and I, for the life of me, cannot remember what QRF stands for, is another preppers group. It's based out of the Ohio area.
Quick Reaction Force?
I don't know, but their website is the QRF.
Okay.
And you'll get to see that they're kind of the another prepper support type group, and with a lot of knowledge and a lot of education. Then we had Progressive Fighting Systems came and gave a series of displays. So they were teaching you how to do hand-to-hand combat. They have former Navy SEALs. The takeaway that I got from them is that they have a knife move called the Woodpecker of Death.
Wow.
So you don't have to be strong. You just have to be persistent. And so they teach you that. They teach you how to use your teeth in hand-to-hand and tooth combat. Pretty darn cool stuff.
But opened a lot of eyes.
And so every seminar has so much really good stuff, and then that allowed them to then carry on and go to it. We had nature walks.
10 seconds.
That you can learn how to eat or what to eat. So anyhow, that's the Prepper's Ball. So you're listening to Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.